Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott here, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. You know, I have a lot of reasons to be envious of Nicole Sclafani. She has an amazing talent package, and she's going to do great things, but I'm really envious tonight. Scott, she's sitting at one of my favorite places in East Lansing. She's probably outdoors on that patio with the peanut barrel. Nicole, is that where you are?
That's where I'm coming from right now, and it's beautiful, and believe it or not, I walked right in and got a spot in the patio, which is the first time that it's happened to me all summer. It's normally too packed to even be able to sit down outside, so especially on a Thursday night, so very excited about that.
Well, what's the difference tonight? Does it look like the weather might be bad or something?
No, I mean, they said there was going to be showers, I think, earlier, but it looks beautiful out here, and it's not too hot, and the wind is blowing. It's making it, sitting in the sun, not too bad, and yeah, it's pretty empty. I see a couple of tables down there, so if you're looking for some dinner or a place to sit outside tonight, just come on down.
All right, you get out to as many clubs and concerts and events as anyone in this town. In terms of places to go and hang out on the patio, outdoors, and take advantage of whatever summer we have in mid-Michigan, give me your top three choices.
Top three choices will have to be in Lansing. I like to be at Tavern on the Square.
Okay.
Also like to sit outside Tropo because they just opened that up. Obviously about six months now, that new spot has been opened up right there on Washington, and that's been beautiful. Peanut Barrel is number three. That's great. And I don't want to say it's my favorite yet, but I know the Tin Can over on Michigan Avenue right in the Stadium District, they just opened a patio as well.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, LS Deco over in East Lansing, they have a great patio spot. Even out there near Bath, Jimmy's Pub has a great little patio that you can always get a spot out. And Enzo right there has a great spot that I love because it has these little fake fire kind of pits all around, and it's just really great, a little bit more of a classy ambience. So I can't pick a top three, but I can tell you a whole lot of places to go. So it's just been really great to enjoy that this summer. We've had the most beautiful weather for it. So anything sitting outside, grabbing a drink outside, having dinner outside or lunch even, you know, I mean, there's so many little great picks around here.
Right.
And there's a lot of secrets I know that I have yet to even discover. And these are probably just more of the popular ones. So,
Scott, I knew that
a lot more places than I do.
Oh, I knew that we had the right person doing this because we asked her for three. We got seven.
I know, sorry.
No, that's all right. You know, it's you just had a tie for third, I guess, right?
I did, yeah. And there's going to be, you know, especially this winter, there's going to be a lot of different places opening up. I think I talked about this before with the Temple Building opening up in Old Town. They want to have a restaurant down there, which I think would be fabulous if that works out. Also, anything else opening up down there as well is great. You know, lunch spots, you tell me, you know, I could keep going and going and going, but really the big thing we want to talk about is this weekend, obviously. Every weekend has been something great going on in Lansing. This weekend, you know, something great again. We have, instead of music, though, we're talking theater. The Renegade Theater Festival is actually coming to Old Town this weekend, and that just means that there's going to be performances around comedies, dramas, musicals, children's theater, performance arts, readings by local playwrights, and everything going on mainly in Old Town. And show times each night are 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., and there are different places around Turner Street and around Old Town, so you'll have to go check out their website to get a little bit more information. But it's a free event, and it's just a celebration of plays and the arts in Lansing, and so that's just a great opportunity this weekend.
Theater everywhere you turn. It's amazing. You just think that you've seen something, turn around, and you're in the midst of another show. And sometimes you are almost in the show, literally.
Yeah, we are so fortunate here. And, you know, for two years, I used to live on the West Coast. And I used to live a little bit in L.A. and a little bit in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. There was no local art scene out there, and there was no local play scene because there were so many other big entertainment venues.
Right.
So while we may lack here in some of the big glitz and glamour, no casinos and this and that, you know, we really excel in a lot of the community theater projects, and everybody really gets behind them and supports them. It's a lot more reasonable to go to and to afford, and you feel good about supporting the community afterwards. So they're bringing in a lot of people here, actually, for this Renegade Music Festival from Grand Rapids, Detroit, Chicago, and more. So it really is a growing festival, actually, in the area. So I'm pretty much looking forward to that. That's going to be nice.
All right. We have talked a lot about Lansing Live, but there are concerts at the City Market tomorrow, right?
There are, yeah. Grand River Radio, we call them. And actually, it's a free concert during lunchtime from about noon to 1.
Okay.
Henry Street and Mighty Medicine are going to be on. And actually, I've seen Mighty Medicine, and they are an amazing duet act. And I've worked on some movie projects, actually, with a guitarist in that little duo. And the woman who sings is just, she's got this beautiful old soul R&B kind of voice, and it's just really beautiful to listen to. So that's actually free from 12 to 1 tomorrow at City Market, and also gets broadcast through LCC Radio through 89.7 FM.
So, got to get that plug in, 89.7 FM, right?
I know.
And you talk about working on the movie projects, etc. You had a big day Monday. You know, I'm talking to Cameron Ganass about this.
Great time.
Yeah, tell me about Optic, the production company here in Lansing. A lot of people are familiar with that. But the Miley Cyrus video, you worked on this.
We did. We worked on her next music video. And what happened was on Sunday, Dom, one of the co-owners in that,
Dom Cochran.
In that group, Dom Cochran, he gave me a call and said, okay, we need some PAs. And those are just production assistants, people who work and really just help everybody else's job make it easier, you know, just do the little running around and this and that. And so I had two students that wanted to help out. So myself and two LCC students went down there. Actually, Meadowbrook Mansion is where it was filmed at. And we went down there Sunday, and we spent all day on Monday on this shoot. And you don't even believe the amount of talent that we were with, not only with Miley Cyrus and her crew, but the amount of Michigan film talent. I was just blown away out of everyone. I mean, it was really... It's really like these guys and women know their trade.
This was all at Meadowbrook?
This was all at Meadowbrook Mansion in one day. Jack, we were there at 6 a.m. for call. I didn't get back to Lansing until 3:30 in the morning. It was my first 20-hour day ever working. And these guys in the film industry especially have the stamina and endurance to go this long. And I just think that's really great that Optic was able to be a part of it, because they're a Lansing company, and they're really great. And they really were very vital in that production. They got everything from the location to Miley's RV to all of the PA work and the grips and everything really that was needed to put on their production, Optic did. And that was a big feat, let me tell you.
How many movies are being shot right now in Michigan?
I'm being told by, Dom told me there are 11 movies. And that's why
11.
They needed our help so bad, because there's... The resources are really stretched really thin because everybody's working on a movie. I think there were three down in Detroit. Miley was working on a movie with Demi Moore in Detroit called LOL. That's why she was shooting her music video here.
Okay.
Everybody's really coming here for the tax credits, especially.
Yeah.
I know they got a big cut just having it here.
Right.
And for what they got, if anyone has been into the Meadowbrook Mansion, that place is ridiculous. It's so beautiful. It is like the Whitney in Detroit times 10 or any other old opera theater. They have just so many different rooms, and it's just a beautiful location to shoot. Really, really beautiful. And I'm just really excited that when that video comes out, we're going to be able to, everybody's going to be able to see it and kind of recognize it. So it was really fun to work on something like that. It was really fun that just to know that Michigan is playing such a great role in it, and Lansing, how vital Lansing was to this production.
Hey, Nicole, one more thing before we let you go back to your activities there at Peanut Barrel. I got to ask you, what's this with the Derby Vixens? Are you involved with this?
Yeah, I am not, but I cannot wait to go to a game. They're having a scrimmage tonight, actually, down in Holt at the, I'm going to call it a Skaterim or Scatterim. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But they're having a scrimmage there tonight with the Jacktown Rollers, and I have a feeling they're from Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're from Jackson, Jacktown Rollers.
Yeah.
But it's just this really, there's the Mitten Mavens and the Lansing Derby Vixens. They're two roller derby teams that probably started up, I want to say that the one Drew Barrymore movie, Whip It, kind of ignited it. You know, it kind of got people's interest back into roller derby.
Right.
And so two groups, there's enough to fill two groups. They're happening here in Lansing. I know right now they're just scrimmaging. I think they're trying to get all their paperwork and stuff together to become an actual team. But I know the Lansing Derby Vixens are on their way, and everybody in there is serious. It's serious business down there. So I can't wait to go see a game and maybe try to practice with the girls without getting beat up too bad.
Oh, you know what, Nicole? We're doing a big piece on this for Sport Magazine.
Oh, great.
You know, you might have to be part of this story.
That would be fun to write that, just to try to do it. I mean, I just give a lot of props to those girls. That is some serious business right there. That's what gets them so painful. I've seen some bruises on a lot of those girls, and they're tough.
Well, we'll let you get back to the patio, and we will talk with you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nicole. Nicole Sclafani, General Manager of LCC TV And she does a lot of arts work for us. We will be right back. We'll talk with Bob Hoffman of Wharton Center about what's coming up and how to get tickets. Coming up next on Ebling and You.